This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, Google will unveil new limited edition frames for Google Glass from fashion designer Diane von Furstenberg. I've managed to wear regular old versions of glass 3 times in recent months, and every time I've been awed by a gadget that reflects the ethos of its parent company. It was released before it was really finished and has been a major conversation starter about privacy and the potential of convenience. But there's a man who has had much more quality time with glass than yours truly. I'm talking Rory Ketlin-Jones, technology correspondent for the BBC. He's been rocking Google Glass for 6 weeks now. Rory, thanks for chatting with me.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
6 weeks. Are we counting bedtime? Are you wearing these things in bed? I won't ask about the bathroom.
I've been wearing it a lot. I've been wearing it at home. I've been wearing it around the office. I'm wearing it in the studio from which I'm speaking to you right now.
Okay.
My colleagues have been rude about it, I have to say. But what I found interesting is the general public, in a quite a British way, not a Californian way, where they've been quite aggressive, I understand, have been interested.
What's the most common question you get?
What's it for?
Can you answer that?
Well, I've kind of reached the conclusion that as it stands, it is something of a failure because of that very question, what's it for? What it is very good at is taking pictures. It's when you move beyond that to what else is it for that that you really notice that it's got problems.
That's not the glass buzzing right now.
That is the glass. I was getting a phone call. I've managed to decline the phone call by tapping on the side of the glass.
Now, it's only got, as I understand it, it has, I don't know, under 20 apps at this point, right?
What's really quite disappointing is, yes, it's been out there for a year. They've all these developers working on it, and they've not really come up with much. I think one of the problems, of course, is that this is an object for a really networked age.
Yeah.
And our networks are quite often not that good. And if I do a simple Google search, sometimes it won't respond, and sometimes it just doesn't understand me. That's the other big problem. It speaks American English, not English English. I wanted to put a caption on a photo I took of my garden. And I wanted to say, garden looking unusually tidy, in a rather British way. And it came out as Gordon looking for usual Thai tea. So didn't quite work.
Is this a piece of technology that's just simply ahead of its time?
It may be. This is for specialist use. I've heard of an oil company giving it to workers who are inspecting pipelines. So there may be great sort of industrial uses. What I'm struggling with still is what the guys and girls on the street will see that they can do with this.
Rory Ketlin-Jones is the BBC's tech correspondent. Rory, thank you very much, sir.
Great talking to you.